Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. And this is the podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. And I'm going to shoot this one straight from the hip. Start from the top. We're going to reverse engineer. And this is to address the questions. I'm a facts type of person. And there's a lot of talk about what is success, what's financial success, how people get there, all that stuff, and all the platitudes and the rhetoric and the false belief and the excuses. Listen to me. The facts. 70 to 80% of all millionaires are self-made. First generation money. Their parents didn't give them money. They had no unique opportunity. They created it for themselves. It wasn't handed to them. There wasn't any gold spoon in their mouth when they were born. That's a term that says that you had a certain amount of things given to you. We know that. So let's go to the analogy. We're going to reverse engineer now. So when I was growing up and we used to do track and field, that was done at a specific point in time in the year. Don't hold me to that. I think it's between January and the Easter break, or I think it's between September and the December break. I doubt it's September and the December break, so I think it's really the January period, going down to the Easter break. So let's say starting July when it's summer, nobody's doing anything. And no, we weren't jogging in the morning. We weren't practicing after school for this thing. None of that. Soon as January rolls around, there was the ultimate prize and the ultimate show and the ultimate competition set up ahead of you. And that was Boys and Girls Athletics Championship. You have to go through the ropes. You have to do the school sports. That's for our own local stuff. You have to get to the district, inter-community ones, inter-school ones in our little school region. Then you have to get to the bigger region one. And there are these steps before you get to who qualifies to go to the big national championship. And of course, if you get to that national championship, then there is going to be the levels where the really outstanding guys are scouted by a more established schools and training camps to go to world level and practice on a maybe regional, international level. And ultimately, everybody who sets out there to do athletics have the Olympic Games in mind. Now, when it rolls around to January and that goal is established and it is started, you start to talk about it, things start to go in place. I was from a heavily track and field school. They didn't have the track and field camp set up and people come and stay over and they have the funding and the program and all that. No, we didn't have that. But our version of it was, You now know in your mind that, look, this is track and field time. There's going to be sports day where everybody display. We have houses, different houses, and we compete against each other for that top prize. And then that naturally transitioned to the better guys went to what they call DA Sports, which is a district association, which would inter schools, all that stuff. Knowing this, everybody start. We wake up in the morning and we decide that, look, we're going to run for our house. So let's go. We're waking up at 5 o'clock, 5 a.m. in the morning. We meeting up out there with our neighbors and we going for the jog. Start to practice in the evenings, after school, or during our physical education. It's track and field. It's track and field. We're at it. There's a course that we go on. We take on a campaign. And just to mention campaign. Now, in your country, wherever you are, let's say there's no election this year for the next 24 months. There's nobody out there campaigning, saying anything, doing anything. They're just running the country. They're just running the government. They're in parliament or they're in the House of Representatives, wherever they are, whatever you call it in your political system, they're doing their thing. When it comes around to, let's say, 18 months, I don't know what time period they start, an election season start, they announce these elections, or when the timeline is near, then everybody's out there. There's a campaign. There's different rallies and meetings and debates and all this thing starts. So people set up themselves to get to that level. When the NBA Finals is done, everybody has played and the winner is selected. NBA, World Cup, whatever it is. It's people go home, they're doing everything. They're not going to train the next morning for the most part, maybe for the next 3 months. But whenever the period of time comes around again, when people are supposed to get this going, training starts. People get on a mission. People get into a program. People work themselves up into the attitude, the mindset, and the mood to start to, on a course, on a journey, on a campaign, on a mission, whatever you want to call it, to make something great happen, to achieve that goal. That is how life work. That is how financial success work. I'm going to leave the broad topic of success out of it for now, because I'm not in a position to tell you what success is. My friend, I respect your own opinion. These days, I more and more understand life, that some people either are okay or think that they're okay, or maybe they will be okay down the line also too, with whatever their version of it is. They are not spending enough time with their family. They are building something and chasing something and doing something else. Once I was on an interview, I was listening to an interview with Elon Musk, billions of dollars, great creations, invention, build big businesses, multi-billionaire. And he says, look, probably I'll sleep in the factory tonight. That's his motivation. That keeps him going. That's what motivates him. That make him come alive. He is happy doing that. I'm in no position to tell him what he would be happy with. I wouldn't be doing it. We all are different. I get it. I totally get it. I'm working 18, 20 hours a day for 15, 20 years, and you're still trying to do that. You're hands-on. Whatever you do, you're still killing yourself physically at that. Fine. I'm okay. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying you're not successful. I'm not saying you're not happy. But I'm just talking about now financial success. What is financial success? Your level of financial success means how many days forward you could live without physically working to get that money. What's your net worth? And your net worth will be compared and is in relation to your lifestyle. So if it costs you $30,000 US a year to live, how much money do you have? Do you have $100,000 you could live 3 years on normal circumstances? Could you live 5-10 years? And somebody who is financially successful could probably live between 10 to 20 years without having a problem, without having to work. He could just live off his resources. Or he has enough resources or assets, income generating assets, that could give him the money that he needs to live without him needing to do that work, do that time for money type of thing that most of us do. If you are to get to that, this is not new, because you hear it all the time. It's not the government that's stopping you. It's not where you were born. It's not the color of your skin. It's not your education. It's not who you know. It's not the opportunities that you didn't get. It's not where you were born. It's not your parents not teaching you. None of that. It's not that. It is your failure to do the work. And these work are miles deep. I can identify them, the learning, the reading, the personal development, the business skills. They are mile deep. I could go through them. We'll do that another time. It is your failure or your lack of motivation, lack of discipline to do these things. Get on that course and do the things that is involved in that campaign. Like the politicians do, like the athletes do, like everybody else who do. You see guys going for a movie and the producer want them to be 15 pounds lighter, or the producer want them to be 15 pounds heavier, and they're on a mission to put on that weight or to drop that weight and to get it going.